Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
It's been a while since I've spoken with Jonathan Nelson, and I'm so glad that he returns as my guest. What a way to start off 2019, everybody. So this is his latest. It's called I Agree. And after this song, yeah, we'll catch up with Jonathan Nelson. This is Real Gospel.
Everybody shout with me. Hey.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to welcome back to the program this anointed man of God himself, the one and only Jonathan Nelson. You know, I almost called you Bishop.
No, that's my brother Jason. No, just call me Jonathan.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with speaking that over you, is it? I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, some words you just don't receive. That one, I don't want to receive that word today.
That means that you're very comfortable where God has you right now. I take it, yes.
Listen, I love it. I'm okay with this right here. Okay, you're trying to make the responsibilities go deeper. I'm nervous about that.
Yes, indeed. Hey, listen, I'm enjoying your latest single, which is called I Agree. The forthcoming CD project is called Declaration, and I do understand that this particular project, Declaration, is sort of a melting pot of sorts. Talk to us about it.
Well, melting pot is probably the right word for it because, first of all, I Agree, the single, it is infused with like this West Indian, Caribbean, African idea, you know, and then we kind of add on a Sunday morning kind of feel at the end of the song. So that song within itself is like a melting pot of culture and ideas infused together. And then the CD, of course, Declarations, when it comes out, Nation Fear World Cooper's on there, BB Wine is on there. And it's a journey of declarations to God. And then it's declarations that we speak over ourselves, that we hear God saying over us. But it's a melting pot because it takes you on a full journey of what a Sunday morning service would be, in my opinion. So, you know, when you walk in church, you have a Sunday morning, you know, praise and worship, you know, setting. And then you move into, you know, maybe more into a more sacred moment before the preacher preaches. And then you have an altar call song. And so we have a little bit of everything that you would experience on a Sunday morning service on this CD. And I am excited about it. We talk about the blood of Jesus on the CD. We talk about being redeemed because of the blood of Jesus. Then now that we talk about the blood, you know, of Jesus, since it healed. The Bible says he was bruised and by his stripes we are healed. So there's a song that talks about being broken but being healed. So it has like this full theme going through it, but it's a melting pot of ideas and concepts as it relates to music.
Well, it sounds like you've got everything on the song, on that project, except a song for tithes and offerings, man.
No. We got that on there. When I say every moment that you can think of in church, because let me tell you why my concept is like the way it is. My father was a pastor. Mm-hmm. My twin brother Jason's now a pastor, and I served as worship leader. So all of those things are kind of like circulating through my head. So I always think about how can I put songs in the mouths of the people of God that they can sing over themselves, but also sing in the church services. So we have something for everything, and then we have something for everybody and something for every moment. So it's not just age related. I make sure that I have it is purpose related. So we have this song called Great and Mighty, and we put an 808 beat in it. So that's something for the young people. When I tell you we have something for everybody, we're not missing any gender. We're not missing any age group. We're making sure that everybody is touched and really blessed by this project coming up.
Amen. So you talked about your Pentecostal roots and, you know, sort of you went to school at Morgan State. Now, is Morgan State an HBCU?
It sure is.
Okay. Oh, well, hallelujah. Yes, I work at Fisk University, so that's I understand the HBCU connection, and I went to the American Baptist College in Nashville, Tennessee.
Gotcha.
So I'm very aware of the HBCU experience. And so you are currently teaching there, correct?
No, I'm not teaching. I was a teacher. I was a substitute teacher for a period of time. I was working for corporate America, long story short, and I lost my job, and I ended up being a substitute teacher, which kind of really changed the course of my life. As a substitute teacher, I wasn't making a lot of money, and I was trying to figure things out, but that is when the songwriting ability really became alive, and I realized that, oh, this is really what I'm purposed and called to do. So Morgan, you know, kind of gave me my background. I met Donald Lawrence and some other people. And then in the process of losing my corporate America job where I was making, you know, great money, and I had to kind of reconfigure and redo things, that is when the songwriter ability became alive, and here we are today.
Amen. You know, while you were saying that, the Lord gave me the phrase holding phase. Can you, I guess, encourage someone right now who might be in the holding phase of their season with God, whether it's music or anything else? What was it like to go through that holding phase?
Okay, so for me, my holding phase, I lost one car to repossession, got another car, lost two more cars, my wife's car and my car that I had just gotten. We lost that through bankruptcy. Our holding phase, it was not pretty, but we never lost sight of hope. We never lost sight of faith. We never lost our faith. We never lost our praise. I remained faithful in my service to the Lord. I remain faithful in my service and as relates to church. And so whenever you're in a holding pattern, that doesn't mean that you can't still kind of still work and still try to make things happen. So whatever you do, don't get discouraged if you're in a holding pattern. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. And I know these things sound like cliches, but it really is important to try to grab hold of faith and just hold on. Just don't give up, because it will not always be like this. In the words of Michelle Mitchell, you know, God will turn it around. And that is the reason why, honestly, I wrote the song I Agree, so that I could get people to find a way to celebrate even when they don't feel a reason to celebrate.
Amen. And you said in your project you've got a song called Great and Mighty, and it's for our youth.
Yes.
Is there any upcoming artists that you utilize for this song?
Not on that particular song, but Anaisha Figueroa Cooper, I used her. She sings with Kirk Franklin. She's from New York. Her sister's Timony Figueroa. She sings, Timony sings with Kirk Carr. Anaisha has not really been featured as a solo artist, per se, but I've featured her on this song called Jesus, You Are Lord, which is a very introspective look. It is beautiful strings, and it's almost like just like a solo or sermonic solo before the preacher preaches. It will be that kind of moment, as we talk about like a church service on the CD. And so we gave her that moment to try to, you know, help her and bless her and give her a platform. I wrote a song, and I just believe people are just going to be really blessed by it as well.
Amen. So, you know, it's very clear that you enjoy the praise and worship aspect of service. And so understanding that, and that now is, I like to give opportunity to people who have experience in the praise and worship area. Can you speak to the individuals who are late for service for no good reason? They're just fashionably late, or they miss out on the praise and worship aspect of service while that aspect of service is going on. So can you enlighten them, tell them what they're missing when they're not in the praise and worship aspect of service?
See, for me, some people look at praise and worship as like the preliminary to service or preliminary. I find that when you miss praise and worship, you almost miss the tone. You almost miss the atmosphere being set and established, like, and the journey of a church service. Each church service is different. I feel like sometimes, you know, like you've walked into a room and you're like, well, what's going on? I missed something.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happens when you miss praise and worship. I feel like you're missing out on an important ingredient so that you can, I guess, if I could use this word, tap into the presence of God or experience or feel the presence of God.
Yes.
I feel like praise and worship is that engine that helps you to get there rather quickly. It helps you to release whatever you've dealt with in life, because everybody's going through something different, and you know, frustrations of life. It somehow helps me to kind of focus and get recentered, and the center of my focus being Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well put. And then I close in moments. Let me ask you this. You've gotten an opportunity to travel, obviously, travel the world. So when it comes to God's anointing and God's people, what would be one of the most memorable things that you've seen with being able to just witness God someplace where you just said, wow, oh my Lord, that was incredible?
Well, recently, I just came back from a European tour. I was in London, Paris, Amsterdam, Belgium, and Germany. And while we were in Amsterdam, of course, you know, Amsterdam is known for its freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the best way
I
can explain.
I'll follow you, yeah.
Okay.
Red light
and
district.
While we were there, literally, the presence of God was so strong on this entire crusade. But Amsterdam in particular, there was a Hindu that in the middle of service, his family was there, and he received a prophetic word. And he had like these, I don't really know how to explain it other than like the way they serve their gods. They wear jewelry and all that kind of stuff. He took his jewelry off and he gave his life to the Lord, like right in the middle of the service. And that probably was one of the most powerful things I've seen and experienced, because it was a very intense and a very sacred moment. And for him to move from one religion, I guess you could say, to Christianity, and like really sincerely give his life to the Lord. It was just a deep moment. And it let me know, you know, in those moments, you know, some people might be questioning, is God real? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. That moment was a clear, precise moment. If you had any kind of questions in life, you know that God is real. So that was a very powerful moment for me.
Wow, wow, wow. And I guess because we're so used to, if you grew up in church like you and I have, we sort of, in a way, we don't mean to, but we sort of take God for granted. But when you see someone from a different religion, yeah, just shift like that, it's like, wow, the anointing.
And committed to it, too, you know what
yes.
I mean? I don't think, see, here's the thing, you know, some people make emotional decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch his body language. It was very calculated. It wasn't emotional. He was making a decision to make a decision to serve God.
Yes.
And that was just a very powerful thing for me to really see, you know, the power of God in action. And, you know, I just pray that wherever the Lord allows me to go, that I will have some sort of inspiration. When we talk about praise and worship, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, I believe it's a way of leading people to Christ. And so I pray that the song I Agree, or whatever song people hear from me, that it will in some way, shape, or form inspire people and really push them and draw them to Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, our time is almost up. I want to thank you, my brother, for spending time with us on Real Gospel. The CD project
yes,
is
sir.
Called Declaration. Mr. Jonathan Nelson, where can the listeners find out more about you and the CD project?
Sure. You can find out more about me. You can go to my website, which is jonathannelson.us. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope. It's at Nelson Jonathan. My name is backwards. And then on Facebook, facebook.com/Jonathan Nelson Music. Hit me up. Make sure you download the song. Make sure you get the song, I Agree. It's available now on all digital outlets. Make sure you get the song and let it be a blessing to you and your family.
Amen. And you are also the worship leader at the Empowerment Temple AME Church with one of my friends, the Reverend Dr. Jamal Harrison Bryant. Yeah.
Well, yes, sir. Well, I haven't let... I'm no longer in Baltimore. I've relocated to Miami, Florida now, but
that's
I
right.
did worship for Pastor Brian for many years. Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
I'm no longer there. I'm now in Florida.
How long have you been gone?
9 years.
9 years? Well, you know what?
Yes.
I'm going to have to make that correction. You know, they sent me this. It's on one of your bios, so I apologize. But
no,
you know,
don't worry.
Yes, but that he's a good friend of mine. But I know that you did tremendous work while you were there. So where are you at now, and where are you? Who's the pastor, and what time of services?
Well, you know, I don't lead worship anymore. I actually am full-time in ministry traveling, but I'm still a member of the Faith Center, which is a very powerful ministry down here in South Florida, Sunrise, Florida. My pastor's name is Bishop Henry Fernandez. And listen, if you're in Florida in Sunrise, 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, praise and worship is amazing. So if you're in the area, make sure you guys come in and check my church out, the Faith Center.
Amen. Thank you so much, my friend, the one and only Jonathan Nelson. The CD project is called Declaration. Check him out. Check out, you can find him also on my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man. My friend, thank you so, so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.